Hello, this is Joe Francica of Directions Media, and welcome to Oracle's podcast series on location intelligence. We will be speaking with Bob Murray, application architect with RL Polk, the premier provider of automotive information and marketing solutions to the auto industry, and Jayant Sharma, product director of Oracle Server Technology. We will discuss how RL Polk is using the Oracle Application Development Environment to perform spatial analysis and visualizing this information with Oracle's Map Viewer. Welcome to you both.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
Looking forward to this.
Bob, I want to start with you. Can you tell us what led RL Polk to incorporate spatial data into their applications and how your clients are using it?
Sure, Joe. Let me just give you a little bit of background on what we did here at RL Polk. Our business is automotive intelligence. The application that we built that incorporates MapViewer is a database of vehicle registration information that we get from each of the 50 states, departments of motor vehicles, and we hold 5 years' worth of history in a database. The application Polk Insight is an all-Oracle solution. The data is stored in an Oracle database. The web delivery mechanism is all built using the Oracle Portal framework. And then we use two BI tools, Oracle Reports and Oracle Discover, to allow our end users, who are our customers, to access that vehicle registration information. So the component that interfaces with MapViewer is Oracle Discover. So end users are able to ad hoc create queries using Discover, and from within Oracle Discover Viewer, they're able to visualize that data within MapViewer. So, for example, if somebody wanted to analyze vehicle registrations in the state of Michigan, they could ad hoc a query, dimension the output by counties within the state of Michigan. So they could be looking at a table of vehicle counts and counties. And from there, they can click a button which will integrate that data with the spatial components, so it matches up the counties with the spatial, and then renders that on a map.
Jayant, let me go to you and ask you, what kinds of tools does Oracle provide for customers like RL Polk who want to build their own spatial applications and location enable an existing application suite?
Certainly. Actually, RL Polk is a great case in point here. What our focus is on taking the open, standards-based, everyday tools and making those work with spatial information. So Oracle is about information management. So you would use the standard tools, for example, as Bob mentioned, the Portal framework, or maybe if you were doing custom Java code, the JDeveloper or the application development framework that comes with JDeveloper. Or the key part first is, you have to have a way to represent that information. You have to have a way to query it, visualize it. So that's where the Oracle database platform comes in. And then the application server platform, which has the tools for development. And more importantly, as we'll explain later, deploying and making these applications available either internally within an organization or externally to customers of an organization. So in summary, what we do is enable all the everyday development and deployment tools for having a spatial-enabled enterprise platform.
Bob, you use the Oracle tools both internally and externally to provide information and solutions to your customers. What tools and resources did you use specifically, and how much effort was involved in developing with Oracle Spatial?
Great question, Joe. One of the great advantages of MapViewer is it's standards-based, so it's custom Java. Internally, our development staff is pretty strong in the Java development world. So for us, to build on MapViewer and the MapViewer framework has been really easy for us to use our, to take the skill sets that we have of our Java developers and allow them to work on this application and be able to make the functionality come to life relatively quickly and relatively easily.
Jayant, is Oracle also using Oracle Fusion Middleware MapViewer to location-enable some of its own applications?
Fundamentally, Oracle applications are developed on an Oracle platform. our platform is already location-enabled, both in terms of representation, querying, visualization, and application development. So what our applications use is, for example, the ADF framework, the BI portal, the BI and the portal platforms. So you'll first see this in applications such as service and transportation, and even in places where you may not expect, for example, our HR applications, both in terms of finding out where are the job openings and where are candidates with the relevant background within a certain proximity of that job opening, or what are the employee locations, what's the space plan, what is my layout, what's my distribution of my skill sets across the country, for example, wherever I have offices. So we have a lot of our applications both in the existing e-business applications such as service, HR, transportation, and the newer applications such as marketing, sales, campaign management, financials, such as tax and expenses.
Bob, maybe you could summarize briefly, since RLPoke uses the applications internally as well as for its own client applications, summarize the benefits from using MapViewer, Oracle's MapViewer technology to integrate location into some of the business applications you're providing, and how do your clients perceive these benefits to create a more location intelligent solution?
Again, you know, we've got this large database of 5 years worth of history with an ad hoc query tool sitting on top of it. So from that perspective, you know, our end users could be developing queries of any sort, of any nature. It's all done ad hoc. The benefit of it is that, you know, to be able to look at the data in tabular format or in a graphical format, you know, is great. But the map viewer really allows them to visualize the data, which really to a lot of end users is just a great feature, in that you know, they know the geographies of where they look of that they're analyzing. So to be able to see, you know, the results, the counts, in a geographical format has been quite a bit of benefit to the end user community. We get you know, quite a bit of praise from our user community as far as, you know, the ability to do that. Historically, I think you find geo analysis is usually done with desktop tools. So to be able to do that over the web is has been a tremendous benefit, not only to the end users but to RLPoke is in adding value to the product.
Bob, maybe just briefly, what are some of the other ways that Polk can use the technology internally with some of its own applications?
In the previous examples that I've given, we're taking ad hoc queries out of the vehicle registration information database and rendering that on a map, which for the analyst, that's great functionality for them to have. It allows them to visualize the data geographically. But another challenge that automobile manufacturers have is in their dealer network planning. So when they look at a geographical area, they're trying to determine, you know, where their existing dealers are and where a good location would be for a new dealer, for example. So the automobile industry looks to us to be able to provide the data that to help them make that decision. So the combination of the vehicle registration information along with the functionality and the capability within the Oracle Spatial allows them to do that type of analysis. For example, they can look at the registrations, say, within a zip code area and see where, you know, where the vehicles are being registered at from a point. They're able to click on a point and then create shapes of drive time, say, within, you know, 10 minutes, within 15 minutes, within 20 minutes, which is it really allows them to see, you know, if I put a dealer here, you know, what's the drive time and what's my reach as far as from a specific point where their customer base might be.
And finally, Giant, maybe if you could just briefly summarize some of the other applications that you might envision using Oracle MapViewer or the Java tools within the Oracle Fusion middleware stack.
One thing I'd like to point out from what Bob was mentioning is really what we facilitate through this location-enabled platform is effective reuse and innovative reuse of a rich information asset. That's exactly what they have, is a very rich and valuable information asset. Location is one of the key resources as part of that asset. And so they were able to use it across different. Some places where you're doing exploratory analysis, some places where you're doing a dealer locator. And that is exactly what is happening in the broader picture with our tools and the enablement of our tools. So, for example, we have applications in the retail space looking at things such as what is my coverage for a store, down switching context to what exactly is the result of, let's say, some marketing campaign that I've done. I've issued some coupons in a local paper. What is the redemption rate? And not only that, has the effect of putting something on an end cap, what effect has it had on this? Has there been more sales because it's on an end cap? What is the traffic pattern within a store? Similarly, in the insurance space, people are looking at and exactly the same types of operations that processes that Bob described. He's looking at what is the impact on my portfolio, what is the reach, what is my coverage, where should I be locating claims adjusters, and all of these things. So they've been because we've made it democratized in some way, or you would say enabled for the enterprise. There is a lot of innovative use of location, or more effective use, I would say, of location in location analysis in our applications, whether that's in financials or enterprise resources or CRM such as marketing and Salesforce automation.
Well, Bob Giant, thanks very much for your thoughts and insights about how corporations and other enterprises can leverage Oracle's location intelligence applications.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
Thanks for listening today, and join us next time for another podcast sponsored by Oracle on location intelligence.